Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, Chapter 11, Text Number 9. Ishvara Haiya Kahaya Mahabhagavata.
Is that right? Text 9 is there?
13. Oh. So I'll just read the translation up to 13. Although Virabhadra Goswami was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he presented himself as a great devotee. And although the Supreme Godhead is transcendental to all Vedic injunctions, he strictly followed the Vedic rituals. Text 10. He is the main pillar in the hall of devotional service erected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knew within himself that he acted as the Supreme Lord Vishnu, but externally he was prideless. It is by the glorious mercy of Sri Virabhadra Goshani that people all over the world now have the chance to chant the names of Chaitanya and Nityananda. I therefore take shelter of the lotus feet of Virabhadra Goshani so that by his mercy, my great desire to write Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita will be properly guided. So, next text. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Two devotees of Lord Chaitanya named Sri Ramdas and Gadadhara Das always live with Sri Virabhadra Goshani. Purport. Sri Ramdas, later known as Abhiram Thakur, was one of the 12 Gopalas, cowherd boy friends of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. The Gaura Ganadesha Deepika, verse 126, states that Sri Ramdas was formerly Sri Dham. In the Bhakti Ratnakara, chapter 4, there is a description of Srila Abhiram Das Thakur. By the order of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Abhiram Thakur became a great acharya and preacher of the Chaitanya cult of devotional service. He was a very influential personality, and non-devotees were very much afraid of him. Empowered by Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he was always in ecstasy and was extremely kind to all fallen souls. It is said that if he offered obeisances to any stone other than a shalagram shila, it would immediately fracture. 10 miles southeast, or 10 miles southwest of the railway station Chanpagdanga, on the narrow gauge railway line from Hawa in Calcutta to Amrita, a village in the Hugali district, is a small town named Kanakula Krishnanagara, where the temple of Abhiram Thakur is situated. During the rainy season, when this area is inundated with water, people must go there by another line, which is now called the Southeastern Railway. On this line, there is a station named Kolagata, from which one has to go by steamer. I don't know if you can catch the steamer nowadays, but to Rani Chakra, 7.5 miles north of Rani Chakra is Kanakula. The temple of Abhiram Thakur is situated in Krishnanagara, which is near the Kula bank of the Kana Dwarakeshwara River. Therefore, this place is celebrated as Kanakula Krishnanagara. Outside of the temple is a Bahukula tree. This place is known as Siddha Bakula Kunja. It is said that when Abhiram Thakur came there, he sat down underneath this tree. In the Kanakula Krishnanagara, there is a big fair held every year in the month of Chaitra, March to April, on the Krishna Saptami, the seventh day of the dark moon. Many hundreds and thousands of people gather for this festival. The temple of Abhiram Thakur has a very old history. The deity in the temple is known as Gopinath. There are many Saivite families, Saivata families living near the temple. It is said that Abhiram Thakur had a whip, and whoever he touched with it would immediately become an elevated devotee of Krishna. Among his many disciples, Shriman Srivastacharya was the most famous and most dear, but it's doubtful that he was his initiated disciple. So the text again, two devotees of Lord Chaitanya named Sri Ram Das and Gadadhara Das always live with Sri Virabhadra Goswami. Namam Vishnu Viraya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskatyade Siddharane. Here mentions the Super Soul as one of the elevated personalities who is spreading Krishna consciousness in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is mentioned in verse Adi Lila, first chapter, verse 47, that Krishna, Shiksha Guru Ke Ta Jani Krishnara Sarup Bhakta Antaryami Bhakta Shesta Eduri Rup. That one should know that the instructing spiritual master is a representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As the all-pervading Supersoul, Antaryami, and as the best of the devotees, Krishna makes his appearance. So Virabhadra is that. Virabhadra Goshani is the Supersoul in our heart. So no one can say that they don't have a spiritual master. Krishna says, Savasya Chaham Ridhi Sanivishto Matak Smritira Jnanam Aponam Cha. That Krishna is in everyone's heart, that means everyone's heart, and from him come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So whatever we can remember, whatever we can't remember, whatever present state of consciousness we have is coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, externally, Krishna is also appearing as the instructing spiritual masters who are telling us what to ask Krishna for, because everything is based upon desire. If we desire to forget Krishna, then Krishna gives us so much intelligence that we can never remember him. And if we want to remember Krishna as much as we want to remember him, he gives us so much intelligence so that we can't forget him. And if we want to forget Maya, Krishna gives us intelligence how to forget the desire to control and enjoy the material nature. And if we want to remember how to control and enjoy the material nature, then Krishna gives us all ability. Similarly, if we want to understand our relationship with Krishna, Krishna gives us all knowledge of what that relationship is. And if we want to forget that relationship and misidentify ourselves with the gross and subtle material bodies, then Krishna gives us so much knowledge by which we become convinced that we are this body, and that there is no other aim in life other than to control the material nature and try to enjoy it. In other words, make so many arrangements in the material nature to make our lives pleasant and peaceful. Therefore, it depends upon us. Yeyatamam prabhajante tams tataiva bhajamyaham Mama vart manu vartante manusha partha sarushaha. That as we desire as we surrender to Krishna. Of course, most people don't know that Nate Vidu Swarta Gatim He Vishnu Dharashaya Ye Bahir Artamanina. Most people don't know that the perfection of life is to obtain Krishna consciousness. Instead, they're focusing their attention and giving their love to so many other things. The whole world is full of Krishna singing, but those who are in Krishna consciousness, they see everything in relation to Krishna. And those who are in Maya, they're only hearing about illusion. Everyone is dancing with Krishna. Those who are dancing, following Krishna's directions, they're dancing the rasa dance. And those who are dancing according to the instructions of the illusory energy, they're dancing with the illusory nature. Therefore, it remains with us who we want to follow, whose instructions we want to follow, and whose examples we want to follow. And the material concept of life, there are so many mahajans. As it says in the Mahabharata, Tarko apratishta shutiya vibina nasavarishira yasyana vinam dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam mahajano yena katasapanta. People are discussing, arguing about many different subject matters. And sometimes they take reference of authorities. And sometimes they even take previous examples, authoritative scriptures, as their authority. Of course, nowadays, authoritative scripture could be even the origin of the origin of the species by Darwin. Everyone has some authority they take, whether it's Darwin, or it may be the Hugh Hefner, or what's the name of Bill Gates. Everyone has to have some kind of authority that they follow. Of course, we have so many authorities, we have so many personalities within our lives, we've taken as very important. Especially because people don't know who's important. In India, we criticize people that they worship so many demigods. They have Ganesha on the altar. They have Durga on the altar. They have Shiva on the altar. They have so many persons they're worshiping. In the Western world, we forget all the different personalities that we were worshiping. Whether it be the Beatles, or Marilyn Monroe, or Mickey Mouse. That we have so many personalities within our heart that when we hear their names, our hearts melt, or at least become softer, and their names, form, quality, and pastimes of these personalities appear spontaneously, and our hearts go out to them. So everyone needs someone to worship. Everyone has to have some example, a mahajan. In the Mode of Ignorance, Prabhupada writes that Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, they were mahajans, or are mahajans. In the Mode of Passion, Bill Gates, or some other influential personality, they become a mahajan. And maybe in the Mode of Goodness, we have some ecologist or some personalities who are trying to live in harmony with nature, the Greenpeace or some personalities like that. But mahajana yena katasapanta, the truth rests in the heart of anyone according to what they follow. Therefore, mahajana yena katasapanta, one has to choose someone who actually has love of God and then follow their example and instructions. So here there are many important personalities mentioned, whether it be Virabhadra Goswami, Abhiram Thakur, or Ram Das, quite extraordinary personalities. After all, most of us, if we took a whip and we hit someone with it, we get arrested. And the person we hit probably wouldn't develop any love of God either. What to speak of Ram Das, by the atmosphere he created, people would become Krishna conscious. But the basic principle is the same. Everyone is born, as it says, Kalo Sudra Sambhava. And in another place it mentions that Jayate Janmana Shudra. By birth, we all took birth as Shudras. And by modern education, as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, we became less than animals. Of course, we're not just ordinary animals, we're proud animals. Proud how much of an animal we've become by modern education. Jayate Janmana Shudra, but Samskara Bhavat Dvija. By samskara, by some good association, by some activity on a higher level, then we get an impression of something other than simply gross and subtle material sense gratification. Therefore, anyone who comes in contact with the Hare Krishna movement, in the beginning we hear from Krishna, and he tells us that we're different from the body. So this is awakening of a different state, or at least a possibility of a different state of experience. That the body we're in is always changing and will continue to change until death. And there, in the midst of our existence in this body, there are so many activities that will go on. Some of them will be distressful. Some of them will be so-called pleasant. Some of them will be glorified, some will be defamed, so many varieties of material experience. But in the meantime, we ourselves a soul, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, we're neither doing anything, nor are we actually entangled. Amadidvam, Adambidvam, Anadidvam, Nirgunadvat, Paramatmayam Avyam, Sharira Stopikonteya, Nakaroti Nanalipyate. That those who can see with the eyes of eternity can see that the soul is transcendental, eternal, and beyond the modes of material nature. Despite contact with the material body or Arjuna, the soul is neither entangled, the soul is neither doing anything, nor is he entangled. So right now, we're all transcendental. We're not entangled by the material energy. And we're beyond the modes of material nature. But it doesn't seem like that. Because we have consciousness, and because we have consciousness, where our consciousness is now on the material energy, at least in conditioned life. And therefore, our experience is that in the material modes of nature, which is appearing before us in different varieties of experience, gross and subtle. But actually, we're beyond these things. In other words, material existence means a big waste of time, where we're trying to get some happiness from material existence, and what we're getting is different varieties of suffering, which sometimes we call as happiness, sometimes we call as suffering, and sometimes we call it a combination. But due to ignorance, we don't know that we're actually suffering. Sometimes we think we're actually enjoying. Of course, relatively speaking, there may be a kind of enjoyment in material existence, but in our actual existence, Prabhupada writes, there's no question of actual pleasure. But as long as we're in the material nature, we have to experience the material body. At least as long as we're in material consciousness, we have to experience material body, And therefore, there seems to be sometimes happiness, sometimes distress, and sometimes a combination of both. But by the samskara, we get some idea that actually we're spiritual. That there's a possibility of experience beyond material energy. Now, how to get that experience is actually what this Hare Krishna movement is all about. Now, it may seem very complicated, and it may seem very easy. Now, when we hear about someone like Virabhadra Goswami, the super soul, we think, well, I'm not the super soul. I hope we don't think we're the super soul. Or Ramdas Thakur, Abhiram Thakur. Then we think, well, this is pretty beyond my ability. What does this have to do with me? Therefore, actually, the whole idea, the whole essence of Chaitanya Charitamrita is not just to tell us about incredible personalities, incredible experiences, different levels of transcendental ecstasy. The whole idea is to help us become convinced and interested and willing simply to become an instrument for Krishna. Nimitra tasmat tvam utishta yasho lavasva didva kshatram bhukshvara jansramidam mayayavata niyatam purvameva nimitra matram bhavasavasachit. Just get up and prepare to fight. After conquering enemies, you'll enjoy a flourishing kingdom. They're already put to death by my arrangement, and you, O Sabasachi, can be but an instrument in the fight. So that's the whole idea. Let us just become an instrument for Krishna. Now, if we're not the doer, if we're actually transcendental, then what does it mean to become an instrument? It means to follow the instructions of the previous acharyas and the present authorities. As we were singing that song, that let us live in the association of devotees and follow the instructions of the acharyas. So that's our perfection. We don't have to become Virabhadra, Goswami. We don't have to become a great personality. As Prabhupada once said, don't try and become a great devotee, just try to become a devotee. And even if we became a so-called great devotee, is it really us who become a great devotee? Because what we see is our activities are not our activities. They're either the activities of the external energy, the modes of material energy, nature, performing the varieties of activities according to karma and the modes of nature under the influence of time, or we're seeing the internal energy of Krishna delivering the conditioned souls, especially ourselves. So it's simply a question of whether we orientate our desire towards the true conception of being Krishna's eternal servant, or we orientate our desires towards the ignorant misconceptions of identifying ourselves with this gross and subtle material body, and therefore acting for simply the gross and subtle body's demands or interests. And we can watch and see how the body's acting, which is more or less an indication of where my desires are being orientated, where my intelligence, what is my conception, and how I'm orientating my desire. Our real problem is not our material situation, it's our lack of transcendental awareness, so that we probably orientate our desires under different circumstances towards service to Krishna. Therefore, initiation, why is initiation stressed in the Hare Krishna movement? What is the actual meaning of it? It's the acceptance of our being eternal servants of Krishna, and therefore orientating our desires simply towards the service of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this age, and therefore taking up Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is quite simple, but very difficult to execute. Yari deka tari kaha Krishna upadesh amara aga guruhana tari desh. That whoever we meet, we have one meditation. How to help them become conscious of Krishna. And in order to expertly fulfill that mission, that meditation, then we have to see things properly. And that's what transcendental knowledge is supposed to give us. The vision of seeing things in such a way as that we can become expert at helping others become conscious of Krishna. Generally speaking, as much as we're absorbed in that consciousness, in that mission, then we're on the spiritual platform in Krishna consciousness. It is not a question of remembering Krishna's transcendental pastimes in the internal energy. Although that itself is very nice, but more important than that is to remember Krishna's pastimes right here and now in the external energy, because that's our best opportunity to enter into the internal energy. If we remember Krishna's pastimes in the internal energy, his pastimes in Goloka, in Gogoloka Vrindavan, or as he displayed them 5,000 years ago, that's very nice. But if we haven't given up our material conceptions of life, we'll only be able to taste them superficially. Just like if the example is given, if we have a bottle of honey, and we try to taste the honey through the glass, the honey may be very sweet, but we won't get much of experience of that taste of the honey. Similarly, if we don't purify our conception of life by utilizing our body, mind, and words in the Sankirtan movement, even hearing the pastimes of Krishna and the internal energy will not allow us to experience them with our spiritual senses, because they'll be covered. Therefore, utilizing our present senses in the Sankirtan movement means to become more and more expert at helping others become conscious of Krishna. Therefore, it's said, initiation means to work on the platform of a Madhyama Adhikari. Executing devotional service on the Kanista Adhikari platform may give us material results if it's executed properly, but will not give us spiritual realization or spiritual experience. Therefore, it is said, Ishvare tad adineshu valisheshu dvitsasu cha prema maitri kripo peka yakkaroti samadhimaha. That the Madhyama Adhikari devotee, they try to love Krishna. So for Ishvara, there's prema. But what is that prema? Well, we can see Krishna and appreciate how nicely Radha Gokulananda are dressed, how beautiful are their smiling faces. So that's also love and appreciation. But more important is our love for their service. Love for the mission that they've manifested spreading the Sankirtan movement. And it's not limited to simply going to distribute books sometimes, or in Harinam sometimes, or coming to the temple. It's a 24-hour-a-day occupation. That whoever we meet, in any circumstance we're in, if we meditate on the example of the previous acharyas and how they try to influence others to become conscious of Krishna, that is prema for Krishna, or at least the activity which will bring us to prema. If we identify ourselves as Krishna's servant
And with his, then we identify ourselves with his mission to help bring others to prema, to Krishna consciousness. Without prema, there's no complete consciousness of Krishna. And nitya siddha, Krishna prema, saru sabakoi, shravanadi chuda chite karya udai. That everyone is a nitya siddha, Krishna prema, love for Krishna is in everyone's heart. Not only a few people in this world, but potentially everyone has Krishna prema. And shravanadi shuddha chitta karya udai. And the only thing necessary to awaken that love for Krishna is if they hear about Krishna consciousness appropriately. Therefore, when Shyamasunda and Malati's daughter, when she was 5 years old, would go up to people and ask people, do you know who Krishna is? And people would say no. And then Saraswati Malati's daughter would say, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Śrīla Prabhupāda said, that's perfect preaching. It's not that we have to become so learned that we know Bhagavad Gita backwards and forward and Śrīmad Bhāgavatam backwards and forward. Simply, we have to become convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we have to help people understand that how to utilize their present energies in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's prema, absorbed in that consciousness. And the manifestation of that prema will be refined by how we interact with the devotees. Śrīla Prabhupāda said, how we cooperate with each other, how we see each other in cooperation to help spread the Hare Krishna movement. So that to the innocent people, we're able to bring them to the platform of becoming convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Person. And all the different ramifications. It is not that we simply accept Krishna as the Supreme Person, and for ourselves, we act as if we're God. Krishna is God, and so many other devotees like ourselves were also almost God. Therefore, Krishna has his Vaikuntha planet, and I have my Vaikuntha planet. Now, to accept Krishna as God means to accept that everything in this universe belongs to Krishna. Not only to say it, that Om Purna, Ishvara, what is that, how does it go? The second verse of the Shish Upanishad, or actually the first. Ishavashamidam sarvam yat kinchit sarvam. Tena tak tena bunjitaha mag kasit chiraham. Kasichit? Sudana, yes. That everything in this universe is both owned and controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how often do we look at everyone and everything as being belonging to Krishna, including ourselves? What to speak of everything here is simply meant for Krishna's pleasure. And that if we can do any good, it'll be because in the simple succession, we're accepting some order, instruction coming from our spiritual authorities through the super soul, and because we're executing that activity as an instrument for the super soul, therefore we're doing good for ourselves and for others. So that means to actually accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and become interested in cooperation with those who are enlightened in Krishna consciousness. What? To worship the deity in the temple? To make the atmosphere in the temple so attractive that when innocent people come, that they become inspired to make their house, their existence, spiritual. So within the temple, we try to establish a godly atmosphere by chanting Hare Krishna and worshiping the deity. And outside the temple, we worship the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, especially through the chanting of the holy names, and try to create a spiritual atmosphere in society in general. So that means for the devotees, then there is Ishvaratad Adineshu Balisheshu Dvitsasucha Prema Maitri. That's friendship. And for the innocent, there is Kripa Balisheshu, those who know nothing about Krishna. We give them the mercy of our acharyas. That's how we become merciful, not by trying to artificially become merciful to others, but by mercifully giving them the instructions coming into succession. That way we show mercy to them and we show mercy to our own selves also. And for those who are against Krishna, those who have made their existence to help others forget Krishna, then upeksha, we try to become detached from them. And in Kali Yuga, we have the internet, which is ready to bewilder us by so many different objects of contemplation, readily available to help us forget Krishna. So we try to become detached from these things and try to spend our time in the service of the Sankirtan movement. So we may be like the little sparrow who laid her eggs in the shore of the ocean, and the ocean came and took the eggs away. And the little sparrow went to the ocean and said, "My dear ocean, unless you return the eggs, my eggs, then I'm going to dry you up." So the ocean ignored the little sparrow and said, "Who are you?" And everyone laughed at the sparrow. When the sparrow began to take in its little beak drops of water from the ocean onto the land, attempting to dry up the whole ocean. But when the sister bird Garuda heard about his sister's plight, he came and threatened the ocean that unless you return the eggs of the little sparrow, I myself will take up her work and dry you up. So the ocean became frightened at Garuda's threat and returned the eggs to the little sparrow. And this little sparrow became happy by the mercy of Garuda. The moral is that God will help those who help themselves. So it may appear to be an impossible task to become Krishna conscious or to spread Krishna consciousness. We hear that in the beginning, people were convinced that within a few days, the Hare Krishna movement will spread and will take over the whole world. Because Srila Prabhupada also said, if we took over the whole world, what would we do with it? First, we have to become qualified. As Prabhupada said, first deserve and then desire. In the beginning of the 1980s, then it appeared that there were some problems in North America and the FBI was worried that maybe this, what they called a cult, was trying to take over the government or America or had some plans like that. So they asked the FBI, "What do you think, the government?" They said, "Oh, these people are... They couldn't do anything. They're so inept that they won't even answer the phone when you call them up." What to speak of trying to take over the world or America? We can't even answer the phone in most of our temples. Sometimes you get an answering service. "Please press 1. If you want to know the timings of the different services, please press 2. If you want to hear the whole recording again, please press 3. To get a living devotee, you have to go back to Goloka Vrindavan. But we don't have to try and take over the world. We don't have to try and take over England or any other place. We have to try to take over our minds and senses and utilize them in Krishna's service and actually become interested in the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to help others become Krishna conscious. Give up the conception that I'm dealing with a man or I'm dealing with a woman. Of course, we are dealing with men and women or animals or different things. But more importantly, we're also dealing with spiritual beings, souls. We're dealing with the super soul, with the supreme person. We're dealing with our acharyas in disciple succession. And if we take shelter of them, take shelter of the instructions of Krishna and Bhagavad Gita, and try to see through the Bhagavad Gita, try to remember the instructions of how to appropriately help others become conscious of Krishna, pray for that intelligence, and therefore become more and more expert as an instrument, then the result is that gradually we make progress in actual consciousness of Krishna. Gradually we become more and more serious about becoming conscious of Krishna through the distribution of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy in the form of the Sankirtan movement. Then we'll be able to appreciate these great personalities. Then we'll actually become empowered by these great personalities. Therefore, accepting, as I said, initiation means to place the spiritual master within the heart. Placing him in the heart means placing his instructions in disciple succession and making one's life and existence those instructions. Not only externally following the instructions by doing service, but also developing the same vision with our intelligence, the same mood of service with our consciousness, the same transcendental discrimination by becoming more and more adherent, more and more dependent on the mercy of the super soul within our heart to reveal to us how to expertly or how to become an instrument for the previous acharyas. Then by placing the orders of the spiritual master in the heart, then the instructions of the spiritual master, the previous acharyas in disciple succession. Because in the heart of the spiritual master, is the heart of his spiritual master, and it goes all the way back to the six Goswamis, to the Panchatattva, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feeling constant separation from Krishna, and therefore living in the spiritual world in the association of these great personalities by executing the orders of the acharyas in the association of the present devotees to spread Krishna consciousness within our society, within whoever we meet. If we're meeting our wife, we don't forget it's our wife, but we don't forget that my wife is also a spiritual being and that my wife is not meant for my enjoyment. She's meant for my service to help her and the family members become conscious of Krishna by sitting down day, morning and evening, chanting Hare Krishna together, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and worshiping the deities. With my friends, we make the best use of our time, avyakta kala tvam, by somehow or another engaging in the Sankirtan movement together, either by hearing about Krishna together or by spreading Krishna consciousness together in the form of the Sankirtan movement. Therefore, not to waste time, not to waste our valuable existence, but to become more and more absorbed in this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as revealed to us through the instructions and example of our acharyas, predominantly Srila Prabhupada, as he's given us Chaitanya Charitamrita and these other literatures. So, thank you. Any questions, comments?